Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Where do you even start today? You've got a Democrat in Ohio saying we need to kill and confront the extremist Republican movement, actually advocating for offing, murdering anyone that is MAGA or, I guess, Donald Trump. This Democratic, Tim Ryan of Ohio, now some are saying should resign. This is the same guy that is now saying that we need to kill people like you and I, if we voted for Donald Trump. He's the same guy, by the way, that said that it was MAGA extremists that were the problem and a threat to everybody in this country. I'm going to deal with that in a moment. We also found out today that the MyPillow CEO, he got his car surrounded in a drive-through line of Hardee's, not making that up, and they took his cell phone. Yes, the MyPillow CEO, Mike Lindell, slamming the FBI for surrounding his car and seizing his cell phone. The memes are going wild on this one, showing FBI agents walking around with tons of pillows. And apparently now, the guy who's a real threat to society is a guy that makes pillows. You cannot make this up, how far the FBI and the deep state will go to try to lock up every person that has a close relationship with Donald Trump. I'll have more on that in a moment as well. Also, the economy tanking to a level that we have not seen in my lifetime, as we watched this delusional president have a victory, literally party at the White House, where he had James Taylor come in to sing as inflation went up and Wall Street went down by almost 1,300 points. That's how insane the president is and the Democratic Party that is carrying water for him. Now, before we get to all of that, I got to take a moment to talk to you real quick about Patriot Mobile. If you want to know what the left's real plan is for your kids, just look at the reaction to what Patriot Mobile did in multiple school districts in Texas. The left literally lost their mind, is now attacking the company. Now, Patriot Mobile is America's only conservative mobile phone provider, and they are a force for conservative values. That's because they take a portion of your bill every month at no extra cost to you, and they fund conservative causes and candidates who believe in the sanctity of life, freedom of speech, and the Second Amendment. Plus, Patriot Mobile saves you, your family, and even your business money. All you got to do is go to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson or call them to find out how much you can save. 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation and other discounts by using the promo code Ferguson. That's 972-PATRIOT or patriotmobile.com/Ben. Now, there's some other breaking news that I want you to hear. A lot of people didn't realize this was going to happen, but Senator Rand Paul actually had another clash with Dr. Fauci, saying to Dr. Fauci, words don't lie. And they got into it. And this is not, this was sent to me by a staffer in real time as this happened in Washington, D.C. This was not on anybody's like list of things coming up today. And I want to play it for you because what's interesting is you have Dr. Fauci going head to head with Dr. Paul, Senator Rand Paul, and Senator Rand Paul going back and pulling that now famous clip on the flu vaccine from Dr. Fauci back in the day on C-SPAN. He starts by playing it for Dr. Fauci. You're going to want to listen to this.
But she's had the flu for 14 days. Should she get a flu shot?
Well, no. If she got the flu for 14 days, she's as protected as anybody can be because the best vaccination is to get infected yourself.
And
so if she really has the flu, she definitely doesn't need a flu vaccine.
She should not get it again.
No, she doesn't need it because it's the most potent vaccination is getting infected yourself.
This is an ongoing question, and you know we've had ever-evolving opinions from you, Dr. Fauci. Currently, antibody surveys show that 80% of children, approximately 80% of children, have had COVID, and yet there are no guidelines coming from you or anybody in the government to take into account their naturally acquired immunity. You seemed quite certain of yourself in 2004, but in 2022, there's a lot less certainty. One of the things that we also know after looking at this for 2 to 3 years is that the mortality from COVID is very similar, if not less, than influenza. So when we look at this, we wonder, you know, why you seem to really embrace basic immunology back in 2004 and how you or why you seem to reject it now.
Well, I don't reject basic immunology, Senator. And I have never denied that there is importance of the protection following infection. However, as we have said many times, and as has been validated by the authorization of the by the FDA through their committee and the recommendation by the CDC through their committee, that a vaccination following infection gives an added extra boost. And that film that you showed is really taken out of context. I believe that was when someone called in who had had a reaction to a vaccine and asked me through a telephone in the interview if they should get vaccinated again. So it was in the context of someone who had a reaction. And as a matter of fact, Reuters fact check looked at that and said, Fauci's 2004 comments do not contradict his pandemic stance.
Actually, words don't lie. If you look at the words behind me, we can go over them a little bit at a time.
By the way, I love this because he's not going to let him get away with this. And this is what I would refer to as revenge of truth. Paul knew that Dr. Fauci was going to lie, and he knew he was going to say what he just said. And it was amazing because he had this white, this board, this big picture board behind him on an easel where he put up the actual words with Dr. Fauci on TV of what he said. Listen to this. And his staff, by the way, is all grinning because it could not have played out better for truth and facts and what actually should matter. With Dr. Fauci, listen to this.
She doesn't need it because the most potent vaccination
right.
is getting infected yourself.
It is true. It is true, Senator. It is a very potent way to protect.
So when you're trying to tell us that kids need a third or a fourth vaccine, are you including the variability or the variable of previous infection in the studies?
Let me just break this down for you so you understand the point that Dr. Fauci is hoping that you will not connect a dot here, all right? Dr. Fauci has refused to admit natural immunity. He's refused to admit that there is a real conversation that needs to take place when bringing into consideration, okay, what happens to you if you've actually been infected with COVID-19. And what we've noticed from virtually all of these studies is that Dr. Fauci has refused, and the CDC and the NIH and the list goes on, they have refused to admit that there is a level of protection that comes from natural immunity if you get COVID. Instead, they've been obsessed with you being vaccinated once, then again, then another time, then another time, right? I mean, go back to Joe Biden and Joe Biden just a few weeks ago when they got COVID. They're like, we're so thankful that we've been vaccinated, right, and double boosted. They've had four different shots now. And the point that Fauci is not wanting to admit or to be intellectually honest with is, yes, we didn't tell people that you had some level or some sort of protection when you got COVID, after you got COVID. Why? Because they were hell-bent on you getting on your knees and submitting to them, right, no matter what, to their religion, which was vaccination only. And if you're not getting vaccinated, they wanted you to not be able to actually participate in society. They wanted you to feel like you were murdering people. They wanted you to be treated like they were outcasts. I played this audio for you for the last literally several years when this is the reality of the situation. This is what these individuals were mandating. And so listen again, understanding that context now, the point that Senator Paul is making, which is you guys got it wrong and you still won't admit you got it wrong. You guys refuse to admit that natural immunity was vitally important the same way you admitted it with the flu vaccine. But you wouldn't this time because you were in this thing with Big Pharma.
No, you're not. Because when you have approved vaccines in recent times and the committees that have approved it for children don't report anything on hospitalization or death or transmission. Right. They only report that if you give them the jab, they'll make antibodies. And you can give kids hundreds of jabs and they'll make antibodies every time, but that does not prove efficacy. Okay. So what you're doing is denying the very fundamental premise of immunology that previous infection does provide some sort of immunity. It's not in any of your studies. Almost none of your studies from the CDC or from the government have the variable of whether or not you've been previously infected. So let's look at adults. I've had three infections. Should I get a fourth one? If you're going to measure whether I get a fourth one, you need a category that has a fourth one in it. And you need one that has nothing in it, no vaccine or the fourth vaccine. But you also need to know whether they've been infected. If you ignore whether they've been infected, you're ignoring a vaccine, basically. So you're ignoring a variable. So what you're giving us is this, people decry vaccine hesitancy. It's coming from the gobbledygook that you give us.
It's coming from the gobbledygook that you're giving us.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been,
juicy.
The podcast would have taken a left turn.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, calling this gobbledygook is a kind way of basically Senator Paul not wanting to cuss, so you understand. And he goes on to say this.
You're not paying attention to the science. The very basic science is that previous infection provides a level of immunity. If you ignore that in your studies, if you don't present that in your committees, you're not being truthful or honest with us.
This is the core point here that I think so many, like Senator Rand Paul, who also is a doctor, are just trying to make sure that this never happens again, especially after Fauci's gone. Is that you, that Fauci and others deliberately choose and decide to omit very important information from their studies and from the information that they give the American people? Because if you give it to the American people, what Dr. Fauci and all these other liberal woke people and dictators and tyrants who are elected by no one, they realize, well, if we give them any type of alternative to getting the jab, then the majority of people probably won't get the jab. And so we can't give them an option. We just have to treat them like they're stupid, right? We have to treat them like they are a threat to society if they don't get our vaccine. We're not going to give them any credit for actually having COVID. We're not going to tell them that if they got COVID, they should feel a little bit better about maybe not getting COVID again in the near future because of antibodies, because of natural immunity. So we will refuse to put it in our studies. And when we do refuse to put it in our studies, then we're going to be in a better place, right? We're going to be in a better place because that will force them into submission. And that's what they've been doing for the last 2.5 years. Right, you have no option. You have no choice. You have no choice and no option but to do what we say. And if you don't, then you're anti-science. You're trying to kill people, right? You're trying to kill grandma. This goes back, and some people will forget this, and you never, ever, ever, ever need to forget that these are the same people that said you can't sing in church. Same people that said you can't eat at the table with your family members, even if you work next to each other all day long in a family business. These are the people that said you got to stand 6 feet apart. These are the people that said your kids couldn't go to school. Right? I mean, that's who these people are. And they got it all wrong. Like, not some of it wrong. They got it, like, literally all wrong. Now, I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I've said that. I got the vaccine because I talked to actual doctors who said, hey, your dad almost died, right? He went to the hospital, stayed there for a long time, was on oxygen, double pneumonia. You've got asthma. You're at high risk. You have to do what's right for you. And that is what a doctor should say. But they also definitely weren't afraid to talk about natural immunity. They weren't afraid to talk about if you've had COVID, what this means moving forward and what it means with variants. But these psychopaths like Fauci, these dictators elected by no one, they would not have that conversation under any circumstances. They refused to have that conversation because it undermined their dictatorship. And their dictatorship was very clear. You do what we say or we exile you from society. That is what we do, and that is how we roll. Now listen to the very end of this with Senator Paul and Fauci as he says, you gotta, and I'm gonna back this up about 10 seconds because he says, you gotta, if you're not putting this information out there, then you're just lying to us, Dr. Fauci. Listen.
Is that previous infection provides a level of immunity. If you ignore that in your studies, if you don't present that in your committees, you're not being truthful or honest with us.
Senator, if I might respond, I have never, ever denied fundamental immunology. In fact, I wrote the chapter in the textbook of medicine
Do any of the guidelines for vaccines from the government include previous infection as something to base your decision making on with vaccines? Do any of the guidelines involve previous infection? That's why you're ignoring previous infection, because it doesn't involve any of the guidelines. And furthermore, we've been asking you, and you refuse to answer, whether anybody on the vaccine committees gets royalties from the pharmaceutical companies. I asked you last time, and what was your response? We don't have to tell you.
Right.
We've demanded them through Freedom of Information Act, and what have you said? We're not going to tell you. But I tell you this, when we get in charge, we're going to change the rules, and you will have to divulge where you get your royalties from what companies, and if anybody on the committee has a conflict of interest, we're going to learn about it. I promise you that.
Mr. Chair, can I respond to that, please?
Hey.
Okay, there are two aspects for what you said. You keep saying you approve, you do this, you do that. The committees that give the approval are FDA through their advisory committee. The committees that recommend are CDC through their advisory committee. And you keep saying, I'm the one that's approving a vaccine based on certain data. So I don't really understand, with all due respect, Senator.
You're the one that said you would not reveal, you would not reveal what companies gave you royalties or what company gave the other scientists royalties.
Got to move
That's
on.
You told the committee.
Senator Paul, got to move on.
Could I please answer that?
Briefly,
you keep asking committees. They're not my committees. They're the VRBPAC committee for the FDA and the ACIP for the CDC. So I don't have any idea what goes on.
And they
with
won't
the
reveal, as well as you won't reveal.
Okay,
what
we're going to move on. We're over time. Senator Paul, you're over. Everyone is over a little bit. I just want to make sure we keep on time here.
I love it, right? We got to move on. That's getting too contentious. It might be too much good information for the American people. I think he made his point, though, and it was brilliant. And the point that he made at the end there about we're going to find this out because we're going to make sure this never happens again. When we get into the leadership role, we're going to make sure that you guys never pull this off again. We're going to make sure it never happens again, right? We're going to make sure that you can't just walk around, make rules as you go, dictate to the American people what they can and cannot do, and act like none of this is something that is important, right? That this is something that you can just make it up as you go. We're never going to allow you to do that again. It's amazing that this guy, Fauci, makes more money than anybody else in the U.S. government, will have the biggest pension that is higher than the president of the United States of America. All because we weren't paying attention to what he's been doing for the last several decades, because apparently we just hire these guys, give them all of this power, and then they were able to seize it in the right catastrophic moment of a pandemic, and then we find out just how psycho they actually are. This is a guy that spent money to the Wuhan Institute of Virology, right, for gain-of-function research, and none of us knew about it because no one was paying attention, and everybody was asleep at the wheel, which also tells you just how big our government has gotten, how big it's gotten. The fact that this could even happen tells you how broken it is and how much we are spending on things that we don't even know what we're spending on anymore. But first, I want to take a quick moment to tell you about our good friends over at Legacy Precious Metals. You know what's going on in the economy. You know what's happening on Wall Street. And you know what's going on with inflation. So are you protecting your hard-earned dollars, your assets? Do you have a hedge against inflation? Are you terrified every day that you've lost a massive amount of money when the stock market is having these crazy drops? Well, are you diversified? And if you are diversified, you don't have to worry as much. That's where Legacy Precious Metals comes in. Legacy Precious Metals can help you have a blueprint to protect your hard-earned dollars. As interest rates go up, inflation goes up, Democrats are trying to raise taxes, and a skyrocketing national debt. Now is a time for you to take a look at protecting your dollars and controlling your future with gold and precious metals. A lot of people move to gold and precious metals during times like these. It is a hedge against inflation. It's a way to protect your assets. And right now you can call Legacy Precious Metal and get the free investor's guide. Make sure you call them and see if gold and precious metals is right for you and your retirement. 1-866-751-2218. That's 1-866-751-2218. Or online at legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com. Also, want to remind you, please make sure that you auto-download or subscribe our podcast right now so you get it every day for free. I want to get to this other issue that I mentioned earlier, and that is this Democratic congressman, by the way, Tim Ryan, who blamed Donald Trump's rhetoric for the El Paso shooting, who now says it's time to kill the MAGA movement. Kill it, right? Representative Tim Ryan, Democrat from Ohio, told MSNBC on Tuesday that Americans need to kill and confront the so-called MAGA Republicans. He blamed then-President Donald Trump's rhetoric for inciting the mass shooting in El Paso in Texas in 2019. In August of 2019, just so you know the background on that story, a gunman with radical anti-immigration views, he says, opened fire in a Walmart in El Paso, killing 23 and wounding 23 others. He claimed he was radicalized before Trump emerged into politics and explicitly disavowed Trump as his inspiration. But it doesn't matter, right? Because the narrative, if the media says or a congressman says, no, he must have been inspired by Trump, even if the actual shooter says he was not inspired by Trump and he was radicalized before Trump was even into politics and he explicitly disavows Donald Trump as his inspiration, they don't care because it fits a narrative. Fast forward to Ryan. Blamed Donald Trump's rhetoric for inspiring the shooting where the shooter said that's not what inspired him. Telling Neil Cavuto of Fox News, quote, I believe that the president is most certainly creating an environment here where people like this kid in El Paso drove 10 hours to go kill Mexicans, kill people of color. Asked by Cavuto whether Ryan blames Senator Bernie Sanders for the fact that a Bernie Sanders supporter carried out a mass shooting against Republicans at a baseball practice in 2017. Of course, Ryan rejected that parallel. Yeah, no. And then when Cavuto argued with Ryan that Ryan was taking things too far by blaming Trump, Ryan defended his position, saying this, you're blaming his language on these shootings, Cavuto said. That's going an extra mile, don't you think? Ryan responded, look, I'm saying he has created an environment in the United States that is absolutely toxic. I'm not taking a leap. I'm telling it like it is, Ryan said. I'm telling you exactly how I see it. I'm sorry it's the case, and I'm sorry it may cut against somebody's political beliefs, and they may agree with Trump's political philosophy, which is fine. If there is one, it's fine. I'm talking about him creating an environment of intolerance in the United States, the congressman said. Instead of out of many one, he divides us. You know it, and everybody else pays a little bit of attention who understands that this is his MO. This is what he does, referring to Donald Trump. All right, so that's what he had to say back then. Fast forward on Tuesday. Ryan told MSNBC's Morning Joe that the exhausted majority of Americans need to kill and confront the extremist Republican movement. Need to kill and confront the extremist Republican movement. He also tried to claim that he was willing to work with people across the political aisle. So just go out there and I guess just start offing people in the Republican movement, Donald Trump supporters, MAGA supporters, because why not? Right? This is what you do now. You just go out there and you just start, I guess, killing people. Just kill them all, right? Just kill them all. We have to kill them. We've got to confront them. And notice how NBC News doesn't say anything in response to this.
How do we fix all of these broken systems? Some of those answers will come from Republicans, not the extremists that we're dealing with every single day. We've got to kill and confront that movement. But, working with normal mainstream Republicans, I think that's going to be really, really important because we have to reform these systems. And
we got to kill those extremists, right? Just off them. Right. That's all we got to do. Just off them. Well, listen to this again. This is a representative saying we have to kill and confront the extremists. Now, know what extremists are in the Republican Party. That's anybody that voted for Trump and anybody that says MAGA is a good thing. Make America great again. Right. Anybody in that movement, kill them.
How do we fix all of these broken systems? Some of those answers will come from Republicans, not the extremists that we're dealing with every single day. We've got to kill and confront that movement. Working with normal mainstream Republicans, I think that's going to be really, really important because we have to reform these systems.
And what else can you say, right? There it is. Representative Tim Ryan, we have to kill and confront the extremist movement. And if we do that, then we've got a chance here. Now, has anybody come out to denounce this actual calls for death? Right? No. Why would we do that? Joe Biden, the president, is silent after Tim Ryan called to kill and confront the movement to make America great again. He remains silent after this Democratic Senate candidate of Ohio, Representative Tim Ryan, called for Americans to kill and confront supporters of former President Donald Trump and his MAGA political movement. Doesn't matter if he says you got to kill him, right? Who cares? Biden, who, of course, is a frequent critic of political figures using dangerous rhetoric, quote unquote, used to incite violence, has not, of course, said a thing about Ryan's comments. The White House didn't even respond to multiple requests from the media for comment today, and the press secretary did not address it during the press briefing while taking questions from reporters on Air Force One during the president's trip to Detroit. But what you do know is that it's all the violent extremists, right? The dangerous violent extremists. Remember this president? This is the guy who says he's going to bring back America and make us all make us all kumbaya again. That's what the president said, right?
Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic. MAGA Republicans do not respect the Constitution. They do not believe in the rule of law. They do not recognize the will of the people. And they fan the flames of political violence that are a threat to our personal rights, to the pursuit of justice, to the rule of law, to the very soul of this country. They embrace anger. They thrive on chaos. The willingness to engage in political violence is fatal to democracy. More and more talk about violence as an acceptable political tool in this country. There is no place for political violence in America, period. None, ever.
By the way, the background that you were hearing there was the torching of American cities at the hands of Black Lives Matter and Antifa, the beating of innocent people and women in the streets, the banging of doors and burning of churches and police offices, right? But remember, Biden calls the MAGA movement violent, extremist, and dangerous, not his own party. The president himself has shifted towards more aggressive campaign rhetoric in recent weeks, clearly on purpose, particularly during that press conference or that speech, I should say, outside Constitution Hall. We are not bystanders in this ongoing attack on democracy, said after painting supporters of President Donald Trump as a clear and present danger, quote unquote, to democracy in the United States of America. And all the other people around him have jumped on the bandwagon. Yes, let's call them terrorists. Folks, it is within our power. It's in our hands, he said, yours and mine, to stop the assault on American democracy. And it's working, because a new poll out says 56% of Americans believe that MAGA is a threat to our democracy. And that's why you know that the congressman felt comfortable enough to say what he said. That's how you know. It was like, all right, the president said it once, I'll say it again.
I want to work across the aisle. Look, the Democrats aren't right on everything, and I'm willing to sit down and have conversations about how we can move out of this age of stupidity and into an age of reconciliation and reform. How do we fix all of these broken systems? Some of those answers will come from Republicans, not the extremists that we're dealing with every single day. We've got to kill and confront that movement.
Got to kill and confront that movement. Kill them. Democrats totally silent on disavowing these claims. J.D. Vance, by the way, who wasn't supposed to win there, right, because he's a MAGA conservative, said Tim Ryan wants to kill a movement. In fact, he wants to kill the majority of Ohio voters who voted for Donald Trump. That Ohio Senate candidate, Tim Ryan, claims he's a moderate, but his record tells a totally different story. Vance said this is a guy who, when he runs his TV scripted commercials, says that he wants to appeal to Trump voters. He wants to appeal to the entire state of Ohio. And yet, when he is unscripted, he's saying that we need to confront and kill the entire movement. This is all they have to offer you. They can't run the economy. We know that, right? That's obvious. We just talked about that. You cannot run. He cannot run on the economy. There's no way. Look at what's happened. They have a party at the White House, which I'll get to in a moment, about the economy and how great things are going while Wall Street is burning yesterday. This is a guy who is out there that says, oh, we've got it all under control and I'm not worried at all about the economy, right? Because do you really have to be concerned if you're him at this point? Probably not. You're older, you're senile. You've got all the corrupt, shady, corrupt money that your family's gotten through the Biden crime family. You don't have to worry about the economy. You won't be around to see hell on earth as we reach a new high in our deficit and a extreme high, the highest of my lifetime when it comes to inflation. They're just trying to scare the hell out of you right before the midterms. All right, let me say this. Please, as I say every day, write us a 5-star review if you listen to this podcast. It helps us reach people when on the charts. Make sure you hit that subscribe or auto download button as well. We will keep watching this story in Ohio and tell you what you can do to help out in that election, others. And I'll see you back here again tomorrow.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.